drop.
Yep. And let's bring him in, Mr. Craig Ferentino. You hear him here on a Monday morning at around 7:40 with his wonderful reports of financial status from the week that was. And, of course, we implore you to check out the website, ladies and gentlemen, longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. Mr. Ferentino, of course, certified wealth strategist extraordinaire, president of the Craig James Financial Services over in Melville. Thanks for coming on, Craig. That was, you could almost see this coming. You know, I almost saw this coming because, you know, we saw a couple of days ago with all this stuff back and forth and the meetings in Beijing and then this country, and we got the G20 happening in Japan coming up in a couple of weeks. But, you know, listen, you tax my goods, I'm going to tax yours. Why don't we just get the U.S. and China in a ring and play a little rock'em sock'em robots to see who wins? I mean, that's really what you have going on here. You have a lot of back and forth, tug of war, whatever, and all of a sudden, guess who takes the hit, as always, Wall Street.
Well, you could hear the desperation that I had yesterday morning, knowing how it was going to, how to sense how things were going to turn out on a rainy Monday. But yes, the Dow sold off 617 points. The NASDAQ was down 269. So at the Dow, we're at 25,324. The 10-year is at a 241, but the 2-year printed at a 2.17, very low. So a very unusual situation there. That said, yes, so as we were saying yesterday, I was very concerned about this, and I felt that this is getting, this tete-a-tete between President Trump and President Xi is just at a point where the U.S. has added more tariffs to our trade. So we trade, you know, just put in perspective, we trade about $600 billion a year with China. That's the numbers I've been reading. And about half of that now has got some sort of tariff on it. And we can come back and actually tariff even more, the other half or so. But and just to see how this goes. Now, President gave a press conference yesterday in the middle of the day. It wasn't a press conference. He was meeting with the president of Hungary. And he was basically saying, you know, before I became president, we never got a penny from the Chinese. We didn't get 5 cents from the Chinese. So now we're actually getting money from the Chinese in the forms of tariffs. So I think that, you know, he must feel, and he could be correct. You couldn't have done this, first of all. My point is the U.S. economy is very strong. We just had, the quarter, we had all the facts in. And you got to realize that the week over week, or the year over year, was quite strong for the United States. He's talking, when the president is talking, he's basically looking at, that the fact that we came in with some very good, numbers, including unemployment, and, the whole idea is that all the earnings that we've had coming in is going to, has been very strong. So he's speaking from a strong position that Trump is. Now, I don't know about the Chinese economy. I can't follow too much. It is a controlled economy, so it's not apples to apples. It's not like, oh, they have a free market society and people can just do what they want to do. It's a very controlled economy, so you're competing with somebody that has all the means to control the economy. That said, we're still at least it seems like we're in a much stronger position. So we could see, yes, we impose more tariffs, and yes, we're going to meet at the end of June at the G20. And so that basically our position. And so the markets today are showing more positive signs, at least a bounce back from the sell-off of yesterday. And we'll see what this looks like.
Incredible. Craig Ferentino with us. Craig James Financial talking about the Dow dip. I tell you, that's a drop, the largest in many a month, 617 points. You know, the hiking of the tariffs, $60 billion. China announcing that it was hiking tariffs on what, $60 billion worth of imported American goods. More than 4,000 of them targeted, and most of them now carry the tariffs of 25%. Remember, folks, as I stated prior, that's up from the 10% when they first levied last fall. And these new ones are in retaliation for the hikes on the $200 billion worth of Chinese goods announced last week. You know, listen, I guess if you are in the Trump administration, you are hoping of a breaking point here, maybe forcing the Chinese into cutting a trade deal. No guarantee that is actually going to happen, of course. I mean, does that happen in your eyes? Do we get a deal of some sort coming to fruition here in the next few?
Yeah, this is a massive, massive situation. And I've said this over the month we've been talking. Do I think we do get that? I do believe that the conditions are right, particularly now where the U.S. is in a strong negotiating posture. And we're here to challenge the Chinese dominance in a lot of the markets and the global markets. But again, they control both ends of the Panama Canal. They control a lot of things around the world, a lot of Africa, a lot of the natural resources. And so unless they're taking advantage of us, I think. There's a great book. I mean, this isn't new. You know, there was a book, I think it was in 2015, Michael Pillsbury. I urge your listeners to take a look at this. It's called The 100-Mile Marathon. And basically talks about how the Chinese over the years have, you know, we were helping them out in the 70s, and the National Science Foundation, you know, there was all these things where they were going to come to our schools, and we were helping them out, and they basically did, and they basically kind of, some people would argue, kind of took over, started to taking the intelligence out of the United States and bringing it back to China and things like that. So, and it's not an opinion piece, it's a well-documented book that's pretty interesting. So, not to plug the book. If you're an investor, though, if you're sitting in your car, oh my God, what do I do, China tariffs. The U.S. economy, the overriding theme here is that the U.S. is on a very strong growth rate, and we're showing some very, very good numbers, and that's the whole thing. The whole idea is that over 76% of all the earnings came in for the first quarter, and the majority of those were better than the last quarter results. You know, so there's no seasonal tendencies. We believe that stocks reflect current economic conditions, and the economic backdrop really remains positive for your investment. And with 75% of the S&P 500 companies having released first quarter results, believe it or not, 76% of these companies have exceeded expectations. And corporate earnings are, you know, like 6% above what the consensus estimates were. And that's a tough comparison because last year we were pretty strong. You know, 21% in the first, you know, very strong numbers last year. And even though there's volatile business conditions around the world, and you have other shoes dropping, including Brexit, you can just go around the world and look for some issues. These tough comparisons, the U.S. stocks did very, very well. So it's very strong. We're negotiating from a very strong position. And we'll just stay the course. It's just, you know, headline news. I was hoping we'd have a headline deal. You know, so we have something at least at the top level between the U.S. and China, but we don't yet. But we'll get there. And I think, you know, with these tariffs coming in, we got more money coming into our economy, and it's not a terrible thing either. So you got to look at this in perspective. You don't want to be timing the market here. And it's just one of those things that you want to just keep an eye on.
Greg Ferrantino with us, minute or two. I tell you, the farmers are going to hit hard the most by this. They are very nervous, rightfully so. You know, if you look at this entire picture, and really, when you think about it, there's really no reason for the U.S. consumer to pay the tariffs, which take effect on China, of course, or have been. And the tariffs can be completely avoided if you buy from a non-tariff country, or maybe you buy the product inside the U.S. of A. I mean, to me, that's the best idea, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, well, there's no better place in the United States right now around the world. There are other markets that are not doing as well. I mean, another big economy, you know, you look at Japan, it's okay. You look at Germany, okay. So really, we're the game. We're the only game in town right now, and this is where you want to be. And I hate to sound patriotic, because I am, but it's not because of that, but just the numbers reflect that. And so we're in a great, great position. And no matter what the headline news is from day to day, you'll see, you know, even with the elevated trade and tariff tension, it's looking for a very sizable pullback. And despite of all that, we still expect the U.S. and China to reach a trade agreement, you know, later this year. They're going to meet in June. And they both have incentives to really want an agreement. Again, we're negotiating with somebody who isn't elected, so to speak. Now, there are some trade, I do want to mention, there are some tensions in China. And it's a fragile situation there, somewhat fragile, because if the economy, you know, it's a lot of people, and if the economy doesn't do so well, there may be some problems for President Xi as well. So there is pressure on him. It's not like, oh, this is, you know, Trump could lose an election. Yes, that's a problem. But the Chinese have a lot of pride, and they also are, they're sensitive. There's a lot of internal, let's say, communist party dynamics within China. And they're really wary to any changes of the social conditions. As long as things are fine, the population stays calm and all this. But if things start getting disrupted within China, it might be a different story, experience. So there is some things at present she has to worry about. So we are, again, can we, you know, if we keep things going, we're collecting more tariffs, it's definitely going to affect China more. And it's just a matter of time and how much pressure can each one take. So they're both strong leaders. That's a good sign. I mean, both President Xi and Trump are strong leaders, so we'll see how that shakes out. But in the end, I think we have a lot more staying power. We'll see. You know, this will play out over the course of the next few months.
And of course, you know, you got to have confidence in Trump. You know, this is, to me, is his wheelhouse as far as the negotiation process and in the world of business and everything else. So I would say, you know, listen, just stay the course and let's see how it shakes out. Let's not panic too crazy, although you feel bad with the farmers because, you know, they're panicking, rightfully so. Very interesting couple of days coming up. Of course, the G20 coming up in Japan.
I would mention just how farmers, President Trump at the conference with President Hungary said that $15 billion he's going to give the farmers so they continue to grow and it won't affect them. So he's already committed $15 billion for that, saying that whatever trade they had with China, which is the tune of $15 billion, that the U.S. during this trade war would take care of them. And I thought that was, he said that yesterday on the conference. Very interesting. I have one question for you, Jay Oliver. We have 22 people running for president. Are you going to be the 23rd, yes or no?
That is still room for determination. I am, listen, it's been reported. The contemplation has been at large. I am meeting with my people in the next several days, and I will have an announcement either way. I know it's been speculated about, but good job on your end to even point that out, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay. I mean, maybe I feel like 22, 23. We go to 30 pretty soon. Get to 2.5 dozen would be great. Anybody. The good news in our country is that anybody can vote, and that's great.
LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com. Always great to have you, even in not your usual spot. You are so important, Mr. Craig Ferrantino, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate it.